Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Ricky on if he knew the Niners were interested.
Yeah, for sure. I think the only time I actually met with him was during the Senior Bowl when you're kind of doing like the little speed dating meeting. So that's really the only time I really got to talk to them. But as far as that, I didn't really have too much conversation and contact with them. My agent was trying to contact them leading up obviously to the draft day. But as far as serious interest, I don't think I was aware of this. No.
Wow. Wow. So the Niners pull a shocker. Mitchell, when Mitchell was on the board at 31. Were you thinking, get Mitchell?
What do you think?
I don't know. You tell me.
Yeah, of course.
What was going through Shasky? Or is it Cooper DeJean?
Oh, DeJean? I would take Cooper DeJean. Yeah, yeah, I'll take him all day.
Is it DeJean or DeJean?
I'll take
Mayock was saying DeJean.
So yeah, DeJean, I heard it both ways. Cooper DeJean. Jackson Powers.
Jackson like, Powers
see,
is
so
out
that,
there.
This goes back to, like, I know everyone wants all these guys to play together, and that's everyone's preference, but I'm also looking at, like, how can I round out my team? If I can flip Debo into multiple picks somehow, and then I'm moving around the board, I would probably entertain that because I think there are players in the second round. I would love the Niners to walk away with four players in the second and third round.
That would be awesome.
I would love it.
Let's go to Vince real quick in San Francisco. Vince, what's happening? You're on the roast.
Hey, what's up, guys? First off, I've been meaning to call since I called last season during the early part of the season. I said, I don't see why Debo and Brandon Ayuk couldn't both have 1,000 yards in the season, and then we ended up having four players in a 1,000-yard club. So that was crazy to see.
Great call.
You guys said that's impossible, but it happened.
We said it was impossible.
We had a whole show where Bonte said this could be the greatest wide receiver. I mean, I think we did it for like a week, where this could be the greatest wide receiver tandem in 49er history.
Who said it was impossible?
When you got George Kittle and C-Mac, You got all the firepower that you need, and now you got this guy, Ricky Pearsall. I don't know where I would put him in the lineup, though, because I don't know, is he better than Juwan Jennings, or is he around the same level as Juwan Jennings? Because he's clearly not the same type of player as Debo. I see him more as a pure wideout like Brandon Ayuk. I don't know. To me, this says that it sucks, but it looks like they're going to end up trading one of those guys.
I don't want
anybody to get traded right now. I love Debo. I also called last year. I said I wish Debo would maybe, you know, make those business decisions because he always puts his body through the ringer and he always gets hurt. But that's who he is, and that's why we love how he plays, because he's going to knock somebody's helmet off who wants to tackle him.
Yeah.
But, he didn't stay in the Super Bowl. So I don't know who's more of a fit. Yesterday I was in the boat that I feel like Debo's more of the fit for Shanahan's offense because the way that he plays and the way that they like to play that really physical style of football. But I don't know if maybe he's trending towards airing it out a little bit more now that he has a quarterback he can trust, not like Jimmy G.
See, I think I'm glad you brought up Jimmy G, and great call. When they gave Debo the money, let's go back. Jimmy was the quarterback. You were going to do the Trey Lance thing. You didn't know Ayuk would – take the steps necessary to be where he's at today. You maybe thought he could. You didn't have Christian McCaffrey.
Nope.
Right? And so all those things have now happened. And I go back to that Super Bowl, man, and I'm telling you, I think that Shanahan's looking at that Super Bowl saying, I got to kind of like retinker this offense, and I got to make it fit the skill set of Brock Purdy a little more. Now, whether they move off Debo now or down the line, I don't know. But it does look to me, as we like saw how the day was playing out, Ayuk's on the block. Ayuk's on the block. Oh, no, now Debo's on the block as well. Right. Could they trade both guys? Da, da, da. Then they make this pick, and now I'm thinking, and as I've gone full circle, now I'm all the way on the other side. I think Ayuk's staying. I think Debo's going. I think they're going to try to flip Debo into multiple picks here, take another, you know, a center and a defensive player, and take another wide receiver. I've done the full gamut in 24 hours.
So Debo currently in London, I believe. London. I looked at his Instagram last night to see where he was at. He was overseas, across the pond. And so when you bring up that Super Bowl, and I can't unsee the 13 targets for Debo Samuel and only 3 catches and a hamstring injury and a lack of separation. McDuffie just dominated him. Dominated him. Put his hands on Debo and just shut him down. And then you had the Kansas City Chiefs DB coach talking on a podcast, talking recklessly about, oh, yeah, they just wanted to fight. And, you know, we had their receivers handcuffed, blah, blah, blah. And that was the thing. Shanahan and his offense under Brock Purdy, they beat the blitz. They were really good. So it was like, yeah, sure. We all said it leading up to the Super Bowl. You want to blitz Brock Purdy? Sure. Why not? We're going to burn you. Well, they weren't able to burn him in the Super Bowl. Why? Because of lack of separation on the outside. Because of the blocking scheme up front. Yeah, I thought Brock Purdy, with the protection, Brock Purdy came out. He did not have a deer in the headlights look. That's one thing I took away from that Super Bowl. We may say, yeah, Brock Purdy, there's levels to fit on Mahomes' level. We all know that. But Brock Purdy wasn't about Brock Purdy being overwhelmed.
No.
You know, that,
he didn't
that was
come
one
up
thing.
Small.
Right, right.
Is the way I would put it.
So these wide receivers, Shanahan does not forget things. Shanahan sees it, he hears it. And so now you get a guy who can separate a bit. I'm looking forward to this one. By the way, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and AC One San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Don't forget, you could also watch us every single day on our YouTube and Twitch streams. Just log on to search 95.7 The Game. Be sure to like and subscribe to the channel while you are there. Powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Upgrade your savings dividend. Open a First NorCal First Class Money Market today. You can now download the Odyssey app directly from the QR code in our Twitch and YouTube channels. Shout out to the Xfinity Mobile Text Line. It feels like the legal got longer.
Did you hear they had Goodell on before the draft was going to happen on ESPN? And I think it was Mike Greenberg interviewing him. Mike Greenberg looks so tired. I mean, that guy's been working the morning shift for so. He looks so tired. I hope we don't end up looking like that 10 years from now. Mike Greenberg.
Oh,
he just looks overworked and tired.
I think we already look like that.
Poor guy. But here,
he's got the money.
Yeah, he does. I want
money.
And if I hear about the Jets one more time, I mean, God,
money.
He talked to Goodell, and Goodell goes, "In our number one game of the year, the Super Bowl.
Sorry,
it's the big showcase. You know, the Super Bowl." He goes, "There were 13 kickoffs, and not one was returned."
Yep.
And so that's why they're tinkering with the kickoff and rules and whatnot. Pearsall is a guy who could contribute on special teams, and I kept thinking about, like, could Debo be a guy that could excel in special teams? Do you want a guy making $28 million who has the injury history that he has playing kickoff? You know, like, but Pearsall is a guy, punt returner, kick returner. Like, you could utilize him early on, and maybe you get some value that way.
Yeah, maybe you do. Maybe you do. TC and Sack, real quick. TC, what's happening? By the way, Shameless Shoutouts coming up at 7:45. 7:45, Shameless Shoutouts. We got Benjamin Albright coming up. We got Herm Edwards at 8 o'clock. A lot going on the roast here on a Friday, Payday Friday. TC, what's happening?
Hey, Bonte, Shasky, what's up with my two bros we get started?
Hey, man. I'm kind of liking the pick. What about you, TC? You like the pick?
Hey, I'm going to be honest with y'all, bro. Check it out, though. Look, hey, I know what I said, but look, check it out. It's a cool, listen, at first I didn't like the pick. I was stunned. I'm like, what are we doing? But then when I started doing the research about it, I said, you know what, Shasky? They building around Brock. That's what we asking for anyway. You get me? I know the other names were sexy, the LSU boys, the LeGarrette boy out of South Carolina. Like, they're sexy. And to be honest with you, Xavier Worthy, I'm glad Kansas City took him because he might fit them better, bro. Because to be honest with you, he's like a Marquise Goodwin to me.
Exactly.
I don't see him being a Tyreek Hill. I don't see him being a Tyreek Hill or a game changer. Dude dropped too many balls, and I'm glad. Listen, Listen, Slick Rick, who we got, that dude is high-pointing the ball, and him and Brandon Ayuk is going to work together. Debo's gone, y'all. I know y'all want to keep Debo around, but Debo's gone. Remember what we was talking about? Brock needs pure route runners.
Yeah.
Ayuk and Slick Rick are pure route runners, yep. Bro. Kyle and John, I tip my hat, bro.
Look at TC.
Wow.
Look at TC in Sacramento.
Is it Friday the 13th?
TC and Sac coming around.
Is there
he
a
sees
full
the
moon?
Vision.
It is a payday Friday.
He
we'll
sees the vision. I wonder if Robin San Bruno. I wonder if Nick and Berkeley do as well. They're coming up on the other side. Shane Machado,
wow.
745.
We got the 27 Yankees. Yesterday's show.
Do you trust John DeKalb at the end of the day? And it sounds like TC said, you know what? I trust what they're doing. I certainly trust them. This is eighth draft. They're eighth draft. We're talking about a team trying to win a Super Bowl.
They've been to two Super Bowls, and they've been to two other NFC Championship games.
Boy, it feels like the Niners are dominating the draft just with the name.
Come on.
Everything. Ayuk was just taking over. Rumors galore. What did John Lynch say yesterday?
The Cowboys? When the Cowboys made their pick, there was a family member wearing Niner gear in the room.
Oh, I did see that.
I loved it.
Who was it?
I forget the lineman. The lineman.
Guyton.
Yeah.
I did not like Dallas getting him, though.
Well.
Guyton looks like a player.
Jerry Jones.
Oklahoma
I
lineman.
Love that he
yeah,
has the
Oklahoma
guts
lineman.
To basically say, yeah, I am the GM.
Yeah, he is the GM.
I
right.
love that about him.
No, I can't stand Jerry Jones. What's coming up in the game
you
brought to you by Safeway?
You would be Jerry Jones.
No, I wouldn't be Jerry Jones. I would know my role.
Plays the position real well. I mean, whether he was outside, inside, either receiver, all three of the positions, he can separate down the field, he can separate underneath, got really good hands, extremely smart, very well developed. You can tell he's, I guess I'd call it a gym rat or something, because you can just see he's worked on his routes, put in a lot of hours, because you can see it on tape, and there's really nothing he can't do. And you can fit in whatever role based off the other guys.
Now, back to the Morning Roast with Fonte and Shasky.
We'll talk to Herm Edwards at 8 o'clock, who coached Ricky Pearsall at Arizona State, how he recruited him, what he was like in high school. We'll get the lowdown. We'll talk to Benjamin Albright at 920 KOA Radio in Colorado, plugged in on all things in the NFL and the draft. What is he hearing about Ayuk and Debo? What is his thoughts on Pearsall? What is his thoughts on Bo Nix going to Denver?
Albright was on that. He was on that for a long time.
He was
on taking
that.
Bo Nix.
He is tapped in. Not only that, not only is he tapped in, but he was speaking of Albright, because I seen this comment in the YouTube. It's like, hey, Michael Silver's having a rough week. He's been wrong about everything. And I can't help but when I saw that, I keep going back to the drop of Benjamin Albright. I was like, well, that's why his name is Silver, because he's always coming in second. He could never win the gold.
Well, I
don't want to do that to Mike Silver,
but I'm very fascinated, like, the way information gets out. I kept thinking all week, like, Ayuk's gone. But the more and more I think about it, what if the Niners all along were going to move off Debo, and they wanted the smoke out there that it's Ayuk so that everyone thinks we're looking for an ex-wide receiver,
yeah,
and nobody sees them reaching up to go get Pearsall, who might have been one of their top picks all along.
Yeah, I can see that.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yep,
like,
yep, no doubt.
Like that's the classic Don Nelson. Like, yeah. You see this all the time
in other sports. Tim Hardaway. He floated. Don Nelson, back in the day, floated that Tim Hardaway Sr. had a knee injury. Told all the teams ahead of him, don't take him, dude. His knee shot. And he took him.
And you had that theory regarding Philadelphia and Jalen Carter.
Absolutely. I felt like Howie Roseman floated things, maybe not to that extent, but they were happy with the noise that was going on around Jalen Carter. And they took him without, they may have left time on the clock when they took Jalen Carter. Bill Walsh has been known to do this. Well, Shanahan, again, Mike McGlinchey never visited the facility. Mm-mm. Remember, mm-mm. Nobody knew. He didn't know. And they took Mike McGlinchey.
So if you had to guess, we wake up tomorrow morning, okay, and you're not on the internet. You're living in a log cabin in the middle of the woods with no internet.
I might be in the woods with no internet. Going to Calistoga this weekend.
Oh, nice. Yeah. 707.
They have internet, though.
Let me just tell you this. Calistoga not only do they have internet, I mean, they're going to have 8K TVs everywhere. This Calistoga, I'm living in the woods. Give me a break.
We just like
doing a mud bath with like cucumbers on your eyeballs.
I think we are.
Yeah, that sounds like you. But if you woke up, do you think all three receivers are here tomorrow? Pearsall, Ayuk, Debo.
I'm going to say yes.
Okay.
I think the Niners will ride this out one more year.
I'm going to say no.
You add Pearsall to the mix.
Yeah, I'm going
to
play the other side of the coin. I think the Niners deal, now I think, and I'm just reading tea leaves. Yeah,
I mean,
I think it's Debo for one, if not both, of the Commanders' second-round picks. I think it's Debo for Carolina, Debo to New England.
And you know what?
One of these thirsty playmaker teams.
Let me stop you real quick, because the Commanders is intriguing. They just lost Curtis Samuel.
That's what I'm saying.
Who did Debo like things for the Washington Commanders.
And they have a young quarterback. They have
a young quarterback.
Making no money.
Jaden Daniels. And you got Terry McLaurin on the other side. And they need physicality in Washington. They need that. They have Brian Robinson Sr.
Exactly.
They're running back. They want to hit you. They want to hit you in the mouth. Dan Quinn is a physical type of coach. Defensive-minded coach.
And think about who's running things. Adam Peters who knows what Debo brings to the table.
That is a little bit large for me. Which is why we thought Ayuk as well. But maybe Adam Peters was the Debo guy. I have no idea. But let's go to our main man. We'll get to Nick and Berkeley in a second. Rob and Sam Bruno. By the way, shameless shout out to 25 minutes. Line them up. Shameless shout out.
I wonder.
What up, Langford?
The other team, like, is Buffalo? Like, because they're a team, they haven't made a move for a playmaker. Would Debo fit in that, like, environment?
I don't know. Would Buffalo give up their pick? They got the first pick in the second round.
Well, that's what I'm looking at, right?
I would love that pick.
Well, then I could take the best DB overall, Iowa. I could take Jackson Powers at center.
What about Kool-Aid?
I'll take Kool-Aid McKinstry, yeah.
Rob and Sam Bruno, what's happening?
What's going on, fellas? And yes, the downfall is near, and we've seen it last night. I'm going to tell you why. First off, I'm coming down y'all row. I'm sorry. The disrespect on Debo has been outrageous. Let's go back years to when we had T.O. How many years did it take for a guy to score 17 total touchdowns? How many years did that take for a receiver? It took almost 10 to 15 years. Y'all want to get rid of a guy because, oh, he don't run routes great? Let's get real. He had two wide open touchdowns, Purdy missed him, okay? And KC defense all year has been doing that all year long. That's what their strength, their cornerbacks. Every team got it. Every team they play, the wide receiver got shut down because they were just good at that. So I don't understand this thing about, oh, we got Trey Debo. He don't get separation. No, that's not his game.
Hey, Rob, real quick, I would prefer to keep all three. I don't want to trade anybody. I want to add to the offense. That's my preference. But it sounds like they're going to move off this guy. It sounds like Shanahan and Lynch, they're telling us that, hey, one of these dudes will not be around. Now, I like having a line of playmakers. The more playmakers, the better. That's how I roll. So I really don't want to trade anybody right now.
Rob, I'll let you finish. I probably would trade Debo so that I can get multiple picks to shore up other areas of concern, given that you just took a wide receiver.
No, my thing is this, though. The whole Niner offense is consensual on them getting 8 men in a box so they can get one-on-one coverage for Brandon Ayuk and them. So that's what people don't understand. We don't know if Brandon Ayuk can dictate coverage. Debo's dictate coverage. If Debo's in the slot, they're going to bring down that safety, which opens everything up for Brandon Ayuk. I'm telling people, I like Brandon Ayuk. I like his style. But at the end of the day, do you dictate coverage? Or is the defense scheming for you? Because when I look at when teams come in, the first thing is stop the running game, no matter which back is back there.
Agreed.
So if it's CMC or Elijah Lynch, you stop the running game.
Yeah.
Debo is an extension of the run game. So when Debo running them sweeps or the jet sweeps around, the defense got to look at that. So people need to watch out what they asking for. If Debo was so replaceable, it'd be about 30 dudes doing what he's doing in the league. I can find me a good route runner. There's a lot of them. I coach high school football. There's a lot of good route runners out there, but can you find a great football player?
Yeah.
Debo's a great football player. He's a tone setter.
You're not lying, Rob.
Do you think all three guys are going to be there tomorrow?
The way Niners operate, hell no. Debo gone.
Rob, real quick, what do you think about Ricky Pearsall?
He gave me Dante Pettis vibes, but I'm being real. I don't really watch a lot of college football, so I'm going to hold my criticism until I see him on the field. But from what I hear the draft people saying about his skill set, he's the same as basically Debo. He's a scheme fit. I don't think he's a guy that's gonna just beat man-to-man coverage and beat his guy. I think he's a scheme fit. And it's the same thing with Debo. That's the same thing. So I don't know, but I'm going to hold my judgment back on him until I see him play. That's not going to be threat for me to say, oh, he just seen that. I've never seen him play before.
Well, and I would say Dante Pettis did not have the toughness this guy has.
Well, what we don't, I mean, now, me, Dante Pettis, well, I got a text from Softy Baller when the Niners traded or drafted Dante Pettis. He goes, what are you guys doing in the second round? First thing is, say, what are you guys doing down there? Really? Dante Pettis, second round pick? I was like, damn.
At the time, I liked that pick.
I bet you did. We all like picks.
Well, I just wanted
receivers. We all like picks.
I like receivers.
We talk ourselves into picks all the time, but you know what? To be fair to Rob, by the way, shameless shout outs coming up in 20 minutes. Line them up. Shout out whoever you want to shout out. You know the exercise every Friday. You can shout out your employer. You can shout out your wife. You can shout out your husband. You can shout out your dog. Shout out your high school football team, high school volleyball team. You want to shout out the principal. You want to shout out the cops, the local liquor store. Do whatever you got to do. Shameless shout outs coming up at 7:45. But Rob, it is a fair point for Rob and San Bruno. Debo is that tone setter. Debo is that guy walking out the tunnel with that boombox setting the tone for the 49ers, and he's been that. This guy's an all-time Niner. Just moving on from him just like that, can we just wait a year? Why can't we just wait a year to do Dylan? I want more. Like, when I walked out that Kansas City game, I said, man, I could use another playmaker. Could he use another lineman? We could still get another lineman.
But maybe what if they're viewing it as we only have this many picks, and if we get rid of Debo, like, again, they probably want to keep Debo.
They have 9 more picks left.
Okay, but can you get the impact kind of players that you can if you take one Debo trade and turn it into 3 or 4 players?
I don't know, because it's not a guarantee those players turn into an obvious impact. You know what I'm saying?
It's also not a guarantee that Debo plays 13-plus games.
It's not a guarantee, but I'd rather have him for 13 than have him for none. That's for damn sure. Give me the 13 games, Debo will be ready for the playoffs. And even in the playoffs, he may get hurt. He got hurt against Green Bay. It is what it is with Debo. But damn it, he is a tone setter. Like, me personally, you ask me the question, if we wake up tomorrow morning, you think all three will be on the team? I certainly hope so. I want Prasol in the slot. I want Debo running around in motion. I want Ayuk on the outside beating his man one-on-one. I want McCaffrey in the backfield motioning into the slot. I want Kittle out there. The more playmakers, the better for Brock Purdy. Because we know he can process. We know he can scan the field. He looks at his first read, second read, third read, all that stuff. I'm cool with that. But can we just wait one more year? Can I run it back with this offense that averaged nearly 30 points a game and just have 4 guys go over 1,000 yards for all scrimmage yards? 4 guys on one team. Do we really want to break that up? That's not the problem.
I keep coming back to the same thing. I think if this was a Jimmy team, we're looking at the whole equation differently. And I think they view Brock Purdy as much better than the average fan thinks.
So why not give him more weapons?
Because I think a lot of different weapons can look good with Brock Purdy.
All right.
You know, I think a lot. And I also believe the redundancy of CMC and Debo, they overlap and they're looking at it from a big picture standpoint.
But Rob, he did have a good point. Debo does have gravitational pull.
No question.
The defenses are alert when formerly number 19, Debo Samuel's on that football field.
Yeah, but did it work to the same degree that it had worked in years past?
Got you to the Super Bowl, you lost in overtime.
No, I'm talking about the specific things Debo's doing on the field. He had some games this year, but a lot of the running stuff, which is what, you know, they gave him a... He had a career year because of a lot of the running stuff, especially in the postseason. But, like, a lot of that stuff went away, and teams were kind of all over that. Now, they did get some walk-in touchdowns at the goal line, utilizing Debo Samuel in those jet motions and those sweep-across-the-formation type of plays. There's no doubt about it. As an X's and O's guy, pre-snap, he creates movement.
60 catches.
But the offense is evolving.
60 catches, 892 yards in 15 games for Debo. 7 touchdowns. He averaged 15 yards a catch. It's not bad.
That's really good. He's a good player.
He's a very good player, man. I'm just not in the business. Same thing with Ayuk. I make the same argument for Debo right now. And I get the cap with Debo, and next year we can have a different conversation. But as of now, Yeah, I'm not. I personally wouldn't want to trade Debo. Let's go to Nick in Berkeley. Nick, what's happening? You're on the roast.
Man, we got the DeForest Buckner and Delaney Walker mentality all over again. It's despicable. It's actually quite despicable for the fans. It's not becoming of being a 49er organization in any way, shape, or form. Because all we need is a couple big-ass linemen on the offensive line. I mean, dude, like we're that close to winning the bowl. And I'm still bitter, dude. I called Alvin Kakoon just recently, but I'm still bitter. Like, dude, that was a terrible loss. You know what I mean? And it's like, dude, I'm like this, man. Like, Shanahan thinks his play calling can overcome, like, all deficiencies at all times because he has no accountability. You know, he doesn't – I'll never see him say, oh, I blew that game. Or he always puts it on the players or this or that. And it's like, it's like he pushes it off to the side. But it's Shanahan, it's you that disappears during the game, bro. You, Shanahan, you disappear during the games. You go into some fog for like 12 plays in a row at times. Multiple games, man. We've all seen it. Over the last few years, he disappears and he gets stagnant and he snaps out of it. I don't know what is wrong with the man, but that's what happens every time, man. We all see it.
I know how you feel about Shanahan, and that's a different conversation. How do you feel about the pick yesterday, Ricky Pearsall? How you feel about it?
I mean, I can't say because, like, the whole draft is for every team, it's like a crapshoot. Who knows who's going to pan out?
Yeah.
And this is why I'm like, okay, we don't know what he can do, but we know what Debo and Ayukis are doing, and you can't just take the heart out of an animal of any beast and then expect the beast to live. You know what I'm saying? Debo is the heart and soul of his team, man. He's the one walking out with Biggie Williams with the boombox. He's the one that's running people over. You cannot tackle Debo. Yep. No DB or safeties can tackle Debo really by themselves. Maybe a linebacker can every now and then.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Debo just gets up, you know, runs so fast he doesn't like cut sooner or whatever. But Debo covers ground, man. He out there running like a cheetah, man.
Yeah, and,
I wonder,
good call, Nick.
I keep talking about the Commanders, right? And the reason why they got the two second rounders, they literally have the fourth pick in the second round and the eighth pick in the second round. Do you see who's on the board right now? There are a lot of impact players, and potential.
They may never be Debo Samuel. We know what Debo Samuel does with the ball in his hands.
What if I got you the DB from Iowa and I got you the center?
Damn.
I'm playing out a hypothetical.
No, I hear you. I hear you.
For either one of the receivers.
Those guys could be really good players. I've not got a center. I got this Cooper Dejean. Looks like a baller.
I mean,
like, I can't believe he's still on the board.
Played three different positions in the
second. I can't believe he's still on the board. And he's another guy who can return punts.
That's why
I return punts at Iowa.
I keep coming back to Washington.
I hear that, but I'm just at the same time, if the Niners in this draft and they still had Debo, Ayuk could.
I'm not mad at that either.
I'm not mad at that either, man. Debo's very important to this offense, man. He has been for a long, long time. What if you trade Debo Samuel and McCaffrey goes down? And now that element that you had with Debo and C-Mac, now you don't have it. Now it's gone.
Well, I mean, if you're running, if C-Mac goes down, they're in a world of trouble regardless.
I think they could overcome the loss of C-Mac for a short stretch.
Yeah,
for a couple games.
Yeah, probably.
Just like they do with Debo Samuel. Yeah. But for even with Debo Samuel, he went down, and it was like, and now Trent Williams may have had more of an impact, but Debo Samuel went down, and you scored 17-17-17.
I can't argue.
So
the other two teams that I'm looking at is Buffalo. They have 2 second-round picks, the top and the bottom, and then the Texans. They're a little more spread out. Texans have 2 of them. Commanders and the Texans have 49er ties. I'm just asking out loud. I'm asking the questions.
I don't know.
Like, do you think Ayuk is still on the block?
We're going to get my boy Craig Hoffman on. He covers Commanders out there in D.C. What do they want? I don't know what the talk is.
I think they want a playmaker.
Maybe we go to Washington, D.C. like we just went to Pittsburgh. Because it was apparent Andrew Filippone was all over Brandon Ayuk. He wants him bad.
Well, they've got the 19th pick in the second round. I don't think that singular pick gets it done for either of the receivers.
How much? But now, let me dream a little bit.
Okay.
Let me dream.
I want the Commanders 2 picks. That's what I want.
You know what I want to do is I want to dream about Ayuk catching passes for Purdy, Debo Samuel scoring touchdowns on jet sweeps and reverses and touchdown passes from Purdy, and we got this Purcell kid, the slot, who looks good. He's going to put off some weight. Yeah, I like that better alongside George Kittle and Chris McCaffrey. And I still think you could get a good player at the center spot. I still think you can get another receiver. I still think you can get some good DBs here. Do we really have to trade Debo and Ayuk this offseason? This team, again, this offense was historic. How many offenses you see that are historic and say, you know what, let's not run it back? You know what I'm saying? Let's not do this. It's rare. You got to bring this offense back, don't you? Nick in Cupertino. Nick, what's happening? You're on the roast.
What's up, guys? Hey, I just wanted to talk about, you know, how ironic it is they took a wide receiver. I believe that the wide receiver is statistically the most risky position to draft. And, of course, you know, first pick in 4 years, the Niners decide to go for a wide receiver. Kind of shows their ego and, you know, their mindset with this. I mean, I don't mind the pick, but I think it's obvious that we needed an offensive lineman somewhere. There's so many going in the first round. So kind of disappointed there. But, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, see, I view it, and it's interesting because I saw all of the last 5 years, ESPN did a breakdown of hits and misses based on position.
Right.
Based off their algorithm, Justin Jefferson is a miss because he hasn't re-signed with the Minnesota Vikings. Like, are you kidding me? Justin Jefferson is a miss because he didn't re-sign? A.J. Brown is a miss because the Tennessee Titans traded him away. Like, I don't know. I look at it this way. How many great offensive linemen are in the league right now? At tackle.
I mean, I don't know. I have to think about it.
Half dozen.
I mean, Niners have one.
Yeah.
I think Seattle has some good tackles.
Yeah.
The Eagles have some good tackles. Cowboys have some good tackles. There's good tackles all over the place.
Okay, so let's say there's a dozen.
I mean,
Say there's a dozen, okay? Give or take. How many great wide receivers are in the league right now?
There's a lot of good ones.
Yeah, all right. So I think that the college football is giving you so many of these wide receivers. To me, instead of taking the 10th best tackle, because you would have taken the 10th best tackle at 31, take the wide receiver you love.
What if that 10th best tackle, though, is walking, like,
well, I mean,
you know.
Yeah.
Because the top, it's all prospects, right?
It's six best wide
receivers. Projecting what they're ranked. Now, I like Mims better than a lot of tackles. Chris Sims had Mims as the third best lineman in all of football coming into this draft. He had him as the third best prospect in terms of offensive lineman. Chris Sims, that is. I like Demaryius Mims more than a lot of guys. Guyton, I can't believe Guyton fell. I would have taken Guyton over a lot of guys. I would have taken Guyton over the guy from Washington, me personally. So everybody's board is different. We don't know what, you know, like the sixth best tackle on your board may be Lynch's best tackle. You know what I'm saying? He may be number one on Lynch's board.
Well, they had McGlinchey significantly higher than I had McGlinchey.
Yeah, well, I actually I did too. I didn't like McGlinchey. The Georgia game did it in for me. They played Georgia.
I love how now the truth shall set you free,
Vontae. I've never been a McGlinchey fan. I never like pumped up Mike McGlinchey. Don't put words in my mouth about Mike McGlinchey. Don't do it. And he took the money from Denver, and I wouldn't have paid him that money. But when he played Georgia in South Bend, and I was like, damn, who's the guard? I want Quentin Nelson. He was getting, McClinchy got torched in that game by Georgia. That was kind of a tell-off for me. It was like, ooh, you can't guard, you can't block those guys. Yeah, that's all that's in the NFL. A bunch of dudes from Georgia.
it's ironic to me. Everyone's losing their minds about quote-unquote reaching for this receiver. And we did the same thing when Brandon Ayuk was drafted.
I don't think anybody's losing their mind. I think
a lot of people don't see this guy.
The pick. Yeah, they don't like this guy. Because I think people haven't seen him yet. They have not seen him. Wait till training camp.
When we did the live show, Javon Kinlaw, there was mock to them over and over and over. I didn't like the pick. They ended up going with it. A lot of people did like the pick because we needed to replace DeForest Buckner. But Ayuk, I remember there was just like, we don't know. We don't know who he is. And a lot of people thought they reached. And there were other receivers on the board at 13 that they could have taken that people wanted to. And Ayuk, it felt like we just didn't know. And we thought it was kind of a reach.
Yep.
It ended up working out. I think Ayuk was a hit.
I think
he was a hit. I think it's pretty obvious.
He was a hit. And that's trusting your scouting department, trusting your personnel. That was a good move. Let's go to Jose in Oakland. Long time no talk, Jose. How you doing, brother?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
Look, this thing about trading either Debo or Ayuk, it's not a decision they have to make this year. They can wait until next year and see how it plays out. Now that they actually have a slot receiver, they've been missing that for the past three seasons. Maybe that's what they need to get over the hump. If they wait until next year, then you know what? Ayuk is going into free agency. Just put the franchise tag on him, and if he signs somewhere else, at least you get a draft pick. It'd be the same as trading him, and you still get to see what. You get to see what Debo still has.
Jose, all indications are that it's probably unlikely that Ayuk will play on the fifth-year option. He would want a new contract before stepping on the field. He'll be like a holdout, hold in.
No, let him sit. And what? If that's what he wants, then let him sit. Like I said, either way, we're not going to get anything out of him. If you trade him, you're not getting anything out of him. I mean, you can say, yeah, we're getting a draft pick, but what are we going to get out of a draft pick? Another guy that Shanahan is going to sit for a year until the guy starts playing the way he wants him to play? So it's either sit and don't make any money or play, you know, regardless, and actually show everybody else what you have to offer, you know, because it would be an opportunity for him to sell himself out to other teams.
Good call, Jose. I'm not mad at that. Pardon me. Shameless shout-outs in 4 minutes. 4 minutes shameless shout-outs here. Let's go to Chris in San Jose. Chris, what's happening?
No, I think the last caller hit it kind of right on the head. There's a major cap hit if they say Debo Samuel. And, you know, I don't mean to rain on the parade, but nobody's going to give 2 second-round draft picks for Debo. He's a special fit that happens to fit the Niner offense. And, you know, the word yesterday from the NFL networks is that people were offering a 4th-round draft choice for him. And the other thing is that if they do trade him, there's a major cap hit that they're going to accrue from doing it. So my take is that they hold all these wide receivers until next year, and then make a decision on what they're going to do. I just think that somebody's going to have to move. They'll see how this guy Pearsall works into the situation there. And then they'll make their evaluation from there and go on from there. But my thing is that Debo's probably gone next year and not this year just because of the cap ramifications.
That's a good point, too. Yep, that's a good point, Chris. The dead cap is a large one there. But I just if it gets Ayuk in here, and I know about the financials, and you're going to have to move off guys next year, re-sign guys next year. You got Lenore up, Tarvarius Ward, you got Hufanga. I get all that. But I can't run it back just one more time with Debo and Ayuk. Do we have to make a move? I know the Niners, they said they're open for business. They will listen all the time. That's what good businesses do. You're always listening. I'm not mad at them for listening. But do you really want to move off of Debo or Ayuk right now? Right now? Especially when you got to make a decision on Brock, let Brock cook with these guys.
Did the Debo news yesterday throughout the day surprise you? Because everybody's talking about the dead cap, and that's why most of us assumed, which we've talked about for months, that they wouldn't trade Debo because of the dead cap hit. But then I saw like all over the internet, whether it was the Patriots reporters, the guys who's tapped in, who's written like 3 books, or whether it's other places around there, Debo was on the block.
Yep. 2 years ago? On the block. Well, he demanded a trade a couple years ago. Yeah, he was looking for his money.
They say it went right down to the wire. I don't know if I should believe that at face value, but the Jets did offer something for him.
They did. Let's go to David in Denver real quick before shout-outs. Shameless shout-outs coming up in a minute. David in Denver, what's happening?
What's up, fellas? So here's the deal. I want it all, man. I want all of them, right? I want Debo, Ayuk. I want to run it back. I want this new kid, man. I want to see how it could go, like you're saying, Vontae. So, but, you know, also, I get the business side. I know things happen, but my main point of contention is I just feel like Debo is getting devalued somehow. Like, people calling me, just throwing him out there, like, he'll get this dude's a once-in-a-generational player, man. This dude has almost single-handedly won us playoff games, and everyone's just talking about him. And I love Brandon, too. Like I said, I want them all. But for me, I just don't understand how people talk about Debo even within, like, Niner Kingdom of, like, oh, you know, maybe he should be traded. Like, why would you want to trade this dude, man? Like, I get he has some injuries here and there, but everyone's got something. And so, like I said, I love them all. I just don't understand how Debo's getting talked about like he's almost like a throwaway. Like, yeah, let's just trade him and see what we can get for him. This dude is a baller, man. Who else in the league is like him? I asked you guys that. Who else is like him?
You know what? You know what, David? We've started to underrate Debo as a member of this football team because of what he can't do, and we focus on what he can't do so damn much, and it happened last year. But what can he do well? We can run you over. He can take your soul. In space, he is a problem with the football in his hands. In this offense, he still gets attention from other defenses. When they're game planning, he's on the top of that. It's Chris McCaffrey. How do we slow this joker down? Well, what about number 19, now number 1? Where the hell is he at? Because if he gets the ball in his hands, he's a problem. And we've seen him run routes. The whole myth about he can't run routes. Look, I know the Super Bowl was bad. He had a hamstring injury. But what about all the other games?
It does feel like the Super Bowl is the one that's sticking in everyone's head, almost in the same way, like, and he's way better than this guy, but in the same metaphoric way of a Harrison Barnes, where that performance at the end of the season is like the defining moment for the player in everyone's head heading into the offseason. It's unfair. Yeah, that I would agree with.
Very unfair. Very unfair. All right. What's not unfair is Shameless Shoutouts, man. I'm looking forward to this week's edition of Shameless Shoutouts.
It's Friday.
Yeah, I'm a shameless, horrible human being.
Your chance to shamelessly shout out whoever or whatever you want.
I need to shout out somebody. I forget their names. Mm-hmm. They would know who I am if they're listening.
It's time for Shameless Shout Outs. The Morning Roast.
Well, you know you make me wanna shout, kick my heels.
Oh, man. Shameless shout out. Shameless shout out. Shasky. I'm going to shout out our boy Ryan Macchiana and the San Jose earthquakes. How about that? A lot of people say the earthquakes are cheap. Well, guess what? They just spent a club record $7 million to sign Argentine midfielder Hernan Lopez. They've been criticized a lot, but they make a move. He's the great nephew of Diego Maradona. Ha! The great Maradona! Let's go! Shout out to the earthquakes. Shout out to Ryan Macchiana. You guys are doing the damn thing.
All right, I want to shout out my boy Chris Cajero because he's having a biopsy on his lung. He's going to be fine, but he's had some health issues. But more importantly, he is one of the coaches at University High School. They threw another no-hitter. It was a combined one. They won 10-0. Tate Gebhardt, if I'm saying that properly, threw 2 innings. Leo Fielder won. They're both freshmen. And then Jet Messenger combined for the no-no. Jet also had 3 hits and was last year's league MVP, batting over .500 this season. So right now, they're 8-0 in the BCL. University is in first place, 14-6 overall. And the playoffs for baseball for at University start May 8th. That's a shout-out for the University High School team here in San Francisco.
You know what? Let me do this. Get this out the way. I'm kidding. I'm not getting it out the way. A shout-out to my fiance. It's her birthday tomorrow. It's her birthday. We're going to spend the weekend in Calistoga. We're going to have some fun. We're going to get a little bougie. We're going to go broke. We're going to have some fun.
Nice.
It's her 21st birthday.
Wow, that's crazy.
25th.
Half your age. I don't judge.
25th birthday.
Yeah, I would put it more in the 20s. It'd be a little more appropriate.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
We are now. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
28.
You're in the odd zone.
25 to 30, whatever it is. Go ahead, Spadone.
Shout out Tom Telesco. You know what? He made a draft pick that I actually don't hate. And that is a rarity if you are a Raider fan. I actually knew the guy they were drafting. It wasn't Alex Leatherwood. It wasn't Damon Arnett. It wasn't Carl Joseph, who I actually kind of heard of, but he was injured. It wasn't any of those guys. Hell, Khalil Mack, I didn't even know who the hell that guy was when he came out. Brock Bowers was the best player in college football the last two seasons. They couldn't get Penix. That sucks. I'm not mad at Brock Bowers.
I love Brock Bowers. Love Brock Bowers. Let's go. Love it. What you got?
Yeah, shout out the Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys podcast. Check out my interview with Jordan Hicks, now available wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, Sam, I want to also go down to the tank. Let's shout out the Sharks coach who was recently fired. I mean, it was all his fault.
Hold on, you
got to
say his name.
It was all his fault, right?
What's his name?
I don't even know his name.
He's a really good coach, though.
Like, yeah, he's really like Steve Clifford. He's the Steve Clifford of hockey. He's a good coach. They play hard for him.
Who David
Quinn. David Quinn. There
Dan
we go.
Dan Quinn's brother.
Shout him out because,
Brady
honestly, it's his fault the team has no talent. It's his fault, right?
Poor guy.
He's a fall guy anyway.
So
Chris Carter.
Got a little text worldwide.
Chris Carter.
How about this one?
Chris Carter. It will never go down. I love it.
Worldwide Hef. I'm getting word from my guys that Yak Harlow is the truth. They call it
Yak Harlow. I'm feeling that.
Yak Harlow.
Although Jack Harlow is one of the worst rappers in the game. It's not even up for debate.
And I'm not happy with him by remaking White Man Can't Jump. But you know what? First class up in the sky.
He's got good beats. His songs are good beats.
Yeah, he's terrible. When I saw him on Thanksgiving, I believe, when he was the Detroit Lions, it was the worst performance I've ever seen.
The kids love the beats.
Let's go to RJ.
Carl Lewis thought that performance was bad.
We got a lot of shout-outs here. Let's get to the shout-outs
here.
Sorry.
I'm on fire here.
RJ Fairfield. RJ, what's happening?
Hey, good morning. Hey, I just want to shout out my wife, Ashley, for giving birth to a beautiful baby boy on April 9th. So he is a 49er baby.
Congratulations. What's his name?
Thanks, Jesse. His name's Robbie.
Let's go, Robbie.
So,
hell yeah.
Hey, Chef. Chassis, hey, feel free to send me some onesies, man. I need those. Slide in my DM.
Hey, bro. But, hey, on the real? I got boxes of onesies I will send to you, bro, on the real.
RJ, good stuff there. Let's go to Muna. Muna in San Francisco. What up, Muna?
What's up, Muna?
Hey, what's up, you guys? Good morning, gentlemen. I just want to shout out my Daleo girls flag football team.
Nice.
That's a dynasty. Back-to-back titles. Beat Lowell this Saturday. And love the girls. I'm a teacher here. And just want to shout them out for a great program.
My grandfather went to Balboa.
There you go.
Let's go.
Whenever you could beat Lowell, that's a good thing. Beat Lowell. That's my rival. They're another rival. Battle of the Birds.
It bothers me.
Battle of the Birds.
Yeah, you can laugh all you want to.
No, I love that. I never heard Battle of the Birds. Yeah.
You don't pay attention to public school, League. That's why. It's all about SI. And Reardon.
Well, I didn't go to SI. My wife went to SI.
Yeah, but you rep SI.
Oh, where? My niece is there. My niece is there.
Shout out to Angelique for the
girl. And she has a prom on Saturday. All the kids have prom right now. So her prom is on Saturday. And Michelle wants us to go over so LJ can take photos with Megan before her prom.
She's got a prom date?
She went the week before to Sacred Hearts with a kid. I think it was the Vigo kid.
Oh, wow.
They went to prom together. Yeah.
She's got
very cute. Yeah.
Wow.
She's doing well for herself. Congratulations, Megan.
Wheeling and dealing like John Lynch the draft.
Damn. Let's go to City Chops.
What's up, City Chops?
What's up, Bonte? What's up, Joe?
What's up, baby?
How y'all doing?
I'm doing great.
Hey, I just want to shout out. My daughter had a medical emergency on Monday morning. And shout out the crew at General Hospital.
Yeah.
Shout out the crew at UCSF. Mission Bay, man. My daughter's good. CT, MRI came back negative, man. Thank God. And Saturday, I'm giving away 200 free sandwiches in San Francisco. Just look at my Instagram and you'll see.
Oh, okay. Hey,
chopped cheese.
200 free sandwiches.
I'll be at West Sunset. Make your way to West Sunset. I could go for one of them sandwiches. 9 o'clock game.
I'm going to be in the Fillmore.
You'll be in my hood.
Well, then
you'll
I'll be in Kimball at 2 o'clock.
There you go.
So if you're still there, I have a 2 o'clock game at Kimball. You know, I spend more time in the Fillmore than Bonte these days.
You
can catch me there.
Those are facts. Coach of Los Altos. What up, Coach? Long time no see. I hope you recover from that long walk in Las Vegas.
Hey, man, I can't tell you. I'm just now recuperating from the Super Bowl, but I want to shout out Bonte, Chatsky and the whole 95.7 crew.
Oh, man, the phone line drop. That was going to be a drop. Call back, coach, if you can. Call right back. Tom in San Jose. Dude, we got a special guest on the line. Tom in San Jose, what's happening?
Yo, what's up? I just wanted to shout out my big brother, Joey. He's the one who told me about you guys, and now I listen every morning. Nice. You guys are beasts. He's a beast. He's a man. I'll keep it short. Poopa PP out.
Let's go. Hey, feeling that.
Feeling that right now. By the way, Josina Anderson reporting that the Patriots have had trade discussions about Deebo Samuel prior to the NFL draft. In general, the teams explore potential transactions with other clubs. Finding middle ground on compensation can be challenging. There are always many considerable factors on why the price should possibly be one thing or another. But this was before the draft that the Patriots inquired about Deebo Samuel.
They have the number 2 pick in the second round.
Oh my God.
Let's go to our main man, Duke of the City.
What's up, Duke?
What's happening?
Come on, man. Y'all know what it is, man, with the family, man. Come on, man. Debo's like the dude, like them cold sweet cheddar. In the 90 uniform, he sure looked better. You were smoking what we used to. Hick and George Kittle coming through. He in neutral. Morning roast, butter toast. You're listening to Tay and Shasky. They are our hosts. Hey, look, do not mess with this team. We'll take the young receiver. Let him do what he do. Get a couple of DBs, you know what I mean? We need an offensive lineman, somebody to block Brock Purdy, man. And we going, let's go. Happy birthday to Anna and everybody else out there, man. Y'all have a blessed weekend, man. It's the Niner Mob. Let's do it. I love y'all.
Let's go, Duke! Duke in the city. With that said,
it's time for the injury report.
That really hurt.
Brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years.
Pragmatic pessimist. Need a shout out for Casey, D'Lo, and Sack. If they hadn't hated the Warriors so much, I would have never found you guys on this show. Shout out to KC and D'Lo.
Wait a minute. If they had not hated the Warriors so much, I wouldn't have found your show. Yeah. I still don't get how he found us.
He's hate listening.
Oh.
He wants to hate listen.
I see.
Hate like listen. A cobra.
Shout out 650, the goddaughter Anastasia, who's having back surgery today. I hope she's okay.
Oh, yeah. I hope you're good too, Anastasia. Yeah.
We'll say a prayer for you.
Yep. I will too.
I said, Will.
Yeah. Oh, Will? Oh,
yeah. I thought you said we will.
Oh, yeah. All right. Good stuff. We will.
Yeah.
We will pray.
See, I'm always thinking about team. Together, everyone achieves more.
Until we get Herm Edwards on, you're like, hey, coach, me, you, coaching clinic, I coach CYO, yada, yada, yada. Joel Embiid. Dude,
this is serious.
Dude.
How is he doing this?
Bell's palsy? The timetable, standard timetable to recover from Bell's palsy is 2 weeks to 6 months. He's been dealing with the condition since the playing game. He's got it on the left side of his face.
He scored 50.
It paralyzes your face. You can't blink in the left eye. And he scored 50 last night. And he's got one leg.
It's unbelievable.
This guy's a stud. I
hope he's okay long term.
Yeah, same here. I swear to God, I always wanted him over Giannis. This guy's a player, man. I love Joel Embiid. What a performance last night. Sixers get a win. Fighting Kate Scott's. By the way, Will O'Hara. Late shout out here. Will O'Hara. It's his birthday. It's from Dacre D. It's birthday, Will O'Hara. Shout out to Will O'Hara.
I hope your birthday's booming.
All right, that was the injury report brought to you by Boxer Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years. What's coming up on the game brought to you by Fremont Bank, full service banking, no compromises, the one and only. We play to win the game. Herm Edwards, joining the roast, top of the hour.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights.
Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.